This is WSKG News. Almost every facet of school instruction in New York is supervised by the Board of Regents. And lately, Governor Andrew Cuomo has questioned how the regents are chosen. Tomorrow, nearly half the board is up for re-election. WSKG's Solveig Wasvet looks at the unusual selection process.
When New York's legislators vote on seven new regents tomorrow, they'll act out a vision that dates back to 1784. That's when the state formed its Board of Regents and decided on an unusual method for choosing new members, a vote by both houses of the legislature with no input from the governor.
We have a whole history in this country of being afraid of too much executive power.
Mary McGuire teaches political science at SUNY Cortland. She says when New York was setting up the process,
the concern here was that this was a policy area that was of great interest to the public.
And a vote by the legislature would make it more democratic. The thing is, almost no other state does this. Everywhere except New York and South Carolina, either the governor appoints the board or there's a statewide election. Take Pennsylvania, for example. The governor chooses all but four of the 21 board members. Chris Amundsen directs the National Association of State Boards of Education. She says that system can make a lot of sense.
Governors understand that they're ultimately held responsible for what happens with education on their watch.
But they can't do exactly what they want
if they don't have any control over the people who are going to carry out that policy.
New York's Governor Cuomo might agree. He's been trying to wrestle control away from the legislature. And there's extra scrutiny on the New York board this year because of the state's controversial Common Core standards rollout. But Amundsen says the success of any state board
is less about how you get there than what you do once you arrive.
And she says an effective board can come from just about any selection process. I'm Solveig Wasvet for WSKG News.